Welcome to the Digicom Cafe, located at the intersection of faith and technology. We hope you enjoy your cafe experience where we cater to your digital and spiritual appetites, and build interest in the amateur radio hobby, one story at a time. Please stand by as we get ready to launch this episode of Radio on the Rocks. You are about to listen to a Radio on the Rocks Cafe Cast interview, which occurred on May 4, 2019, in the Digicom Cafe Multimode Communications Network, with Danny J, KD5DLJ, and guest Thomas Taylor, KN4EWT of Carthage, Tennessee.
Welcome everybody to the Digicom Cafe. Come and sit around the table with us here. We've got a newcomer to our group. His name is Thomas. Welcome, Thomas.
This is KN4EWT, Thomas, over here from Carthage, Tennessee. Good evening.
Sure glad to meet you. Glad to have you here in the cafe. And from the little conversation we had introducing you to our system here, I get the impression that you're pretty active in amateur radio and have a real interesting story. And that's what we do here, is take a closer look at some of our friends in amateur radio and learn more about how it is that they got into amateur radio and what they're doing with this wonderful hobby of ours. So why don't you go ahead and introduce us to yourself and your background, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you live, and then give us a little story of how you got into amateur radio. Over to you, Thomas.
Again, my name is Thomas. I'm 36 years old. Had my ham license for almost 2 years now, and started out in CB radio. Met this gentleman at a job that I was at in a factory that was pretty heavily in CB radios and modifying and building and all that cool stuff, and got into it pretty heavily with him. And then I went back to work at the mines, and we use a whole lot of business ham radio frequencies on UHF, on Motorola radios, and the guy that is our communication specialist there is an amateur extra, and he lives here closer to me, and he was able to pretty much explain the whole ham radio deal to me and explain to me why I was doing things the wrong way with CB radio. And I was just getting pretty aggravated at the conversations I was having on CB and the people over-modulating and stuff like that. So talked to the guy, and he talked me into going and taking my test. So took me about 6 months of studying while I was underground running my drill. Finally went and got my technician license. And then the guy that was running the communications over at work gave me an ICOM 2-meter radio. And then that's what I started off with for a while until I got my HT. Oh, I'm a father of three. Got a wonderful wife, and got us a little farm, a little homestead here that we're trying to build up and be able to come become self-sufficient, which was another reason for ham radio. I'll be getting my wife her license here before long, I hope, if I can talk her into it, so we can communicate around on the farm and be legal about it.
Oh, that's awesome. We have a lot of stuff in common then, because we moved down here from Minneapolis for the same reason, to be somewhat self-sufficient. I'm 67, so I'm retired. My wife is 4 years younger. She's also a licensed amateur. We talk to one another from time to time, but she doesn't get on the air a whole lot. But it is very handy to have. Sounds like you're in one of those jobs that has a degree of risk to it. Do they use radios in that line of work too? And I would think that probably wouldn't work really well when you're deep down underground. But you might want to comment on that and also talk a little bit more about some of the things you're doing with emergency communication. You mentioned that too.
As far as mining goes, yes, we have we use radio communications. We use Motorola UHF radios, and basically they've got it set up on a 16-channel repeater system for each of the different departments. And then the repeater system runs from the surface underground using a big long cable, what we call leaky feeder, just basically a very, very extended antenna, if you will. But as far as mining, I'm an exploration driller. I tell them where to go get the ore, which we mine for zinc over here.
Oh, very interesting. And you said you're located in Tennessee, I believe?
That is correct. A little small town named Carthage, Tennessee. It's about 50 miles northeast of Nashville, if that much.
Okay, well, we've been through Nashville before. It's a beautiful country out there. And I understand Tennessee is a very popular place for people who want to kind of get back to basics and kind of the prepper crowd. Much like we're here in Northwest Arkansas, where we live, we got 15 acres here. And there's a lot of people that are into prepping and self-sustainable living that find it very important to get an amateur radio license. Although nowadays, it doesn't seem as important as it used to with some of these tools like Zello and some of the VoIP technology where anybody can join in and participate. Of course, there's other modes too, like GMRS. Do you have any GMRS activity over there, any repeaters?
If we do, I don't know about it. I just now got my hands on a quad band radio, so I've been getting ready to get things in the air and move along for the Magic Band 6 meters.
Okay. Well, you said something earlier in our conversation about Aries. Tell us more about what you're doing with Aries, and I understand you run several nets of your own each week.
Yes, sir. I'm the net control manager for the Smith County Aries group here. It's still small. We're getting everything started back up, and we don't have any local support other than our regional hospital due to an old falling out from the old ham club and the old Aries group that was here in our county. So we're having the fight against the odds, but we're doing very well while having support from surrounding counties in getting us up and going. But they needed 4 people for the charter, for the Aries charter, and I volunteered to be the net control manager. As far as the other nets I run here, we have a net on the repeater that I'm a member of every night at 8 o'clock, and the first one's called the Old Codgers Net, which is pretty fun. It's a laid-back, just a laid-back rag chew type net. And then Tuesday nights, the one I run is called the Information Net. And basically, I go through, I do my check-ins, and then I go through this huge activity list for things that's going around these counties as far as exam sessions and ham fests and club meetings and stuff like that, in case somebody wants to know about that. Then Wednesday night, for now, we're using that repeater for the Aries net, practice net, the emergency services net, rather. And then on Thursdays, we have the tech and traders net that I run sometimes. And basically, it is what it is. It's a ham radio swap meet kind of thing. And then on Friday night, which hasn't been going on, I think our net control for that has decided to lay it down. But that was the rest and relaxation net, which usually on Friday night on the rest and relaxation net time, I'm over on Echolink with John on the Starlink net. So, yeah, it's a pretty busy radio life. It's hard for me to find the balance without aggravating my wife.
Yeah, well, you mentioned something very important that we all need to keep in focus, and that is that this is only a hobby. Although it is used for emergency stuff, that's true, and it's important to be in practice and be trained, and but there's still family to worry about, and you've got 3 kids, you said, so it's important to spend time with them too, and obviously your job and your farm there and the things you're doing. So yeah, it's a challenge being keeping balanced. You might comment about that too. What is your secret? How do you try and keep your life balanced while continuing to push ahead and grow and learn over?
If I'm going to be 100% honest, I don't have a balance. When I hear the words honey, deer, or baby really loud, I say yes, dear, and come running.
Oh, boy. Well, get your wife into hobby, too, and then she can call you on the radio. Oh, that's great. Well, you guys sound like a lovely family, and sounds like you're really growing in the hobby for only being in it for 2 years. Have you had a chance to use your radio experience now in an actual emergency, whether maybe weather-related tornadoes? Do you have severe weather there often, or?
I have had the opportunity to Well, when I was available, when I wasn't on night shift, which I'm on day shift now, but I have had the opportunity to become activated as net control for the emergency service net during a severe weather scenario. So it was pretty interesting. That lasted about 4.5 hours. I was pretty tired that night.
Yeah, I know. When these storms come through at night and you're up watching radar and running a net protecting others, keeping them informed and things, it does tend to wear you down sometimes. I know what that's like, and I imagine you guys are all Skywarn certified and things too, which is good to know. If you were to meet some young people, and I know here we've heard that at Hamvention, the theme of this year's Hamvention is about reaching young people or bringing others into the hobby and Elmering and things like that. Obviously, you had kind of an Elmer there that was helping you and putting the word in your ear and even supplying you with gear and things. So that was awesome. And I'm sure you probably are excited about it now to the point where you want to introduce others, including your wife or maybe your girls or others, into the hobby. And you probably have had conversations with family members or friends that look at you like, why would I want to do that? What techniques, if any, are you using to get other people at least interested in considering it and doing the research on it? And do you find resistance?
Well, I've had the opportunity to share the ham radio experience with several younger people, and one of them is actually going to be getting their ticket hopefully here soon when they get an opportunity. And the cool thing is that the gentleman is homeschooled, and his mom is going to actually allow him to use the ham radio course that she is providing for him as an elective. So that is really, really awesome. But I guess one of the ways, there's several different ways you could go about it, but one of the ways that I bring it to the table is on my phone and on my wall here, I've got this really awesome award that I got, I think it was back in February, from the International Space Station. They were doing a slow scan television broadcast, and I was able to have the opportunity with what little bit of a setup that I had to be able to capture all 12 images in beautiful condition with every pass that they made over Tennessee. So showing them the images that I got and decoded from space over the radio and the award from it, that was really cool, and it's a pretty neat conversation starter. And then I like to show them YouTube videos where schools and stuff like that are actually able to use phone mode to talk to the astronauts. So that's just one of my ways.
Oh, that's very exciting. And I just have a sense that maybe faith plays quite a big role in what you do there too with your family. Am I correct?
You are correct. That's sort of why we do what we do. I mean, God intended things a certain way. Just like here on my farm, my primary focus with what I do here is raising chickens, egg chickens and meat chickens. And I believe that God intended the chickens to feed off the earth and not be pumped in full of contaminants and everything else that our children and our families eat. I've already taken the steps to bring it back to the roots in the way that they are meant to be raised.
Ah, very cool. Yeah, we're on the same page. We moved down here from Minneapolis for a bunch of the same reasons here too. So, and that's one of the emphasis that we have here in the cafe. You may have noticed in some of the promotional things that we're located here at the intersection of faith and technology. And so we're not ashamed or embarrassed at all to talk about our faith that makes us who we are. And we want to use that as kind of our foundation for making the cafe a place of kindness. We want to maintain our culture of kindness and where everyone is welcome, radio or no radio, faith or no faith. A nice, safe place for fellowship of like-minded people, and a place where we can encourage and help one another in the hobby and other things, and just make it a real rich, wonderful experience and atmosphere here for young people to come and join us. So I'm so glad that you discovered us and that you've joined the Guild also, and we look forward to many more contacts with you and your family. Hopefully hear your wife on here soon. course, we could hear her right here in the cafe, channel 1, 2, or 3, without a license too. So she can always make friends with folks here or on the Guild QSO or on Ham Radio Hub too on Zello. So anyway, thank you so much for taking the time to, if you get any closing remarks you'd like to make, what does ham radio mean to you today?
Well, in a short, simple form, it means no overmodulation, no trash talk, and filthy mouths on the airwaves. And I can actually understand what people are saying.
Yeah, it is definitely a little bit different than on CB, isn't it? Well, God bless you and your family and your adventure over there in Tennessee. Welcome to the cafe. Looking forward to getting to know you guys better, maybe hearing you on some of the nets, and keeping up with what you're doing there. So thank you.
Thank you. If you don't mind, check out my QRZ page. I already added you to my log list there, and I just looked at my my biography on there, and there's actually a picture of the SSTV award I was telling you about, as well as my CQSSTV thing that I haven't got any response for yet. But there's a chance that there will be one day out there somebody will hear my slow scan television transmission.
I appreciate it very much, Thomas. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you as well. Thank you so much. I'm going to step out for a bit. I need to check on my animals and get them all squared away for the evening. This is KN4 EWT, and I'm clear for now.
Thank you for listening to this Radio on the Rocks Cafe cast. Visit our website at digicomcafe.com to see our extensive digital buffet menu and listen to all of the live conversations on our Cafe on Ice stream. Or this and many more episodes of our Cafe cast.